Hello, and welcome to the first episode of I Think I'm Gonna Lose It, a podcast about losing weight, getting healthy, and trying to have some fun in the process. My name is Dana Tofig, and I'll be your host for this podcast series, and the premise is pretty simple. I've got to lose weight, I've got to get healthy, and I don't want to do it alone. So I'm going to ask you to come on this journey with me. I'm going to talk about what I'm doing and how I'm doing in my effort to get healthy. I'll share some challenges, I'll share some successes, I'll definitely share some funny stories, and hopefully we'll celebrate some victories along the way. I also want to introduce you to some interesting people who are on their own journey to being healthy and staying healthy. I want to let them share their information, their ideas, and their inspiration. Now, some of those people I already know, but some of them I don't. And that's where you come in. I want you to share your stories with us and make this a community that is getting healthy together and sharing some laughs. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be honest with you about my situation. I'm going to talk about my health, and I'm going to let you know why I've grown so frustrated trying to lose weight. I'm also going to share why this attempt at losing weight is different and why I think, finally, I'm going to lose it. Let's get started. I have a little joke I tell about my eating habits. It goes like this. I'm a stress eater, and I'm always stressed out. It always gets a little bit of a laugh, and it also has the benefit of being somewhat true. I always eat when I'm stressed, and I'm somewhat of a stressful person. I also eat when I'm relaxed, and when I'm happy, and sad, and angry, and confused, and bored. You get the point. Eating has always been a relief and a reward for me. If I got good grades, it was time to eat. I got a new job, time to eat. Have a bad day, it was time to eat. Now, I want to be clear. I don't blame anyone for this but myself. Sure, there are external and environmental factors that have influenced my eating habits, and I hope we'll explore those types of factors in a future episode. But ultimately, the responsibility for being healthy and eating well rests with me. I frequently tell my kids, your actions are truly the only thing you can control. And I mean that. Now, I've struggled with my weight my whole life. I can remember going on my first diet the summer before eighth grade. In college, when most kids gain the freshman 15, I gained the freshman 40. I've lost and gained weight more than I can remember. I lost weight for my wedding and then gained it back. I lost weight after we had kids, and I gained it back. I lost weight when I got a job that required me to be on TV pretty often, and I gained it back. And each time I put the weight back on, it brought friends. And that leads me to where I am today. 51 years old, and I weigh 262 pounds. Now that's big for someone of any height, but I'm 5'8", so I'm pretty big. I figure I'm at least 80 pounds overweight, maybe more. Now, I'm lucky that I'm still relatively healthy. I'm not diabetic, I don't have very high cholesterol, and my blood pressure is a little high, but not dangerously so yet. At least that's how things were at my checkup last year. But things are getting harder. I'm achy all the time, and I get winded pretty easily. If I have to get something from under the bed, it takes a lot of effort to stand up. I can't really do sports anymore, and while I don't need the extender for an airplane seat yet, it was very close last time I flew. I pulled that sucker so tight, I had indentations around my waist. Now, I know some of the aches and pains are related to middle age, but my weight and overall health are a big factor. And if I feel this way now, at 51, I can't imagine what it'll be like when I'm 60 or 70. If I live that long. What truly worries me is that I've known all of this for quite a while, but I haven't done anything about it. I think all the past yo-yoing and failures built up and sapped my motivation. But something clicked recently, And it's why I think I'm going to lose it this time. You see, in all my efforts to lose weight and get healthy, I never asked for help. I wanted to do it on my own. I'm not sure if it was embarrassment or hard-headedness or what, but I've never really hired a personal trainer or asked a nutritionist for advice or had a health coach. Now, I know what some people are thinking right now. It's a man thing. I'm not sure that's true, and even if it is, that's not really me. I ask for directions when I'm lost. I hire people to fix things in my house. I read directions before I put together furniture, and I call the helpline if I'm stuck. But when it comes to losing weight and getting healthy, I've always wanted to do it on my own. I don't know why, but it's got to stop. So after years of trying to do this solo, I've decided to ask for some help. I'm doing this two ways. First, I've signed up for a program that includes coaching sessions. Now, I'll tell you more about the specific program I'm using and the coaching sessions on the next episode, and I'll let you know how it's going early on. The second thing I'm doing is this podcast. I hope a lot of people listen to it, but even if it's only a few, I hope we'll become a community that can share ideas, challenges, and inspiration. So to everyone listening, thank you for your help. Well, that's it. That's my story. Before I sign off, I want to offer a few important caveats or disclaimers or whatever you want to call them. First, I'm not going to use this podcast to promote any particular weight loss or exercise program. On the next episode, I'll talk about the program I'm using and why I think it's going to work for me. But please don't consider that an endorsement. I'll be talking about the pluses and minuses of the program, and frankly, at this point, we don't even know if it's going to work. Also, and this is important, don't take what I share on this podcast as advice. I'm not a doctor or a nutritionist or a trainer. I'm just a fat dude who wants to lose weight and has low enough boundaries that I'm willing to share it with other people. If you're thinking of starting a weight loss program, see your doctor. Please, do not take weight loss advice from a guy who's 80 pounds overweight. Lastly, I don't want anyone to interpret what I'm saying as fat shaming. I'm overweight and unhealthy, and I'm very unhappy about it. That's why I'm doing this. If that's not how you feel, that's awesome. There are plenty of people who are heavier and completely satisfied with how they look and feel, and that's awesome. Okay, that's it. I'll try to post new episodes weekly, and I'll be trying to line up some guests for a future episode. If you want to share your thoughts or ideas with me, please shoot me an email at loseitpodcast@gmail.com. That's loseitpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening to I Think I'm